This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're expecting more information on the discovery of a Wisconsin teenager who's been missing since mid-October when her parents were found murdered in their home. Jamie Kloss apparently managing to get away from a captor and seeking help yesterday from a woman who was simply out for a walk and then made a 911 call to authorities describing Jamie's condition.
She was tired, she looked thin, I thought, thinner than her photographs anyway. A little unkept, but okay overall.
Authorities expected to release more details at a news conference later today. The U.S. military pullout from Syria has begun. The U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq confirming the withdrawal of troops and equipment is now underway. The president ordering that withdrawal of 2,000 troops last month. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
It's the first time since the shutdown began that some government workers will not be receiving their paychecks. The shutdown showing no end in sight, prompted by President Trump's demand for $5 billion to construct a massive border wall. The president visiting the border yesterday.
Out of that, 133.
So yesterday alone, you're
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India, we apprehended some Pakistani.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. Another protest is planned outside the Chicago studios of R&B singer R. Kelly tomorrow. They're calling for a boycott of Kelly's music and for him to be prosecuted for a growing number of sexual abuse allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A new attempt made by a congresswoman to stop drunk driving. Democratic Michigan Representative Debbie Dingell is introducing legislation that would require all new vehicles to have interlock breathalyzer devices built in as standard equipment. That after a suspected drunk driver killed a suburban Detroit family of five over the past weekend in Kentucky. Dingell says the technology exists, but Congress needs to find the will to act. She called it a moral imperative to do everything possible to save lives, and she's pledging to work with both sides in Congress and the auto industry to get this change made. A stomach virus causing a Royal Caribbean cruise ship to return to port a day early. The Oasis of the Seas is to arrive back in Florida tomorrow instead of Sunday after more than 250 of its passengers and crew got sick. They're experiencing a norovirus-like illness that causes diarrhea as well as vomiting. Royal Caribbean saying in a statement the ship had over 6,000 passengers, so only about 3% of them got sick. But still, they're returning early to thoroughly sanitize the ship before its next sailing. And actress Verna Bloom is dead. The character actress, beginning her career in 1969, working until her final appearance in a 2003 episode of The West Wing. She died Wednesday from complications of dementia at the age of 80. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us as we continue to come at you fresh and independent, just the way you like us, committed to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And this is why it is so critical, and we're so grateful to have guests like our next guest, Bob Beaupre, political analyst, former congressman, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, and dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer. Robert, Happy New Year. Good to be talking to you.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. I hope 2019 is a good one for all of us. Healthy, happy, peaceful, we could use it.
Yeah, amen to that. Although this 116th Congress has started out rather rambunctiously, no surprise to that, right?
Well, you know, the people decided they want a divided government. This is what it looks like, and especially in this day and age. You know, Bill, when I was there, it was pretty partisan. You know, George Bush was in the White House. People got war weary, and it got, we thought then, pretty nasty. I think it pales, from my perspective, it pales in comparison. And I talked to a number of my colleagues that are still there, and they said that's absolutely right. They've never witnessed anything quite like this. Everybody's in their bunker firing mortars at each other, and how much going to get done?
Well, I think that Nancy Pelosi really made it clear the other day in the Situation Room when President Trump called the question, said, hey, look, if I give you what it is you want, you know, and approve the reopening of the government and, get government open again in 30 days, will you give me the wall? And she said no. And so, what do you say? You know, bye-bye, Felicia. I mean, at least she was honest about it. I mean, previously, Democrats, as you know, have promised to build a wall. And look at what they did to Ronald Reagan and H.W. and, on and on. And here it is. Donald Trump's no person. He's no fool. And he sees the writing on the wall. He's seen what they have done time and again. And the Democrats, probably the most honest thing that they've said was what Nancy Pelosi said. And that is that, I'll give you zero for the wall. I want no wall.
Yeah, I give her credit for honesty, I guess, but she's wrong. This is really, I guess, as an American, I'll take off my partisan hat for a minute.
Right.
It's embarrassing that our legislative system has devolved to this degree of, I think it's just shameful. Shame is the word that comes to mind. They voted for it before. I mean, this is so transparent, so obvious. I think most people would at least see it this way. Whether you were pro-Trump, didn't vote for Trump, whether you're Democrat, Republican, you at least have to recognize that this is not about border security. It's not about good government. It's not about the amount of money. was as pure and simple about the Democrats' pledge the day he got elected to resist. This is all politics. If Trump wants it, we're against it, regardless of what it is. And you're right, Nancy showed her hand. She was brutally honest. Mm-hmm. But what did they come down to the White House for, if not to at least talk about where there may be a little give and take in this? The president has extended a very big olive branch to him. I'm willing to talk, and she says, "We're not."
Yeah.
Where do you go from there, other than as he did, out of the room? And now instead of where's the middle ground, we're talking about did he slap the table or did he not? I mean, what nonsense.
Exactly. And he threw a tantrum, according to Schumer. I mean, that's the way
he's got every right to be upset. Mm-hmm. There's no secret of what he ran on, that what he got elected on, what he pledged to do. And it isn't like he wants to build a monument to himself.
Right.
Look, I've got an article right here in front of me, Bill. Washington Post quotes our own government's numbers. Now, unless you want to call our agents at the border a bunch of liars, and maybe Nancy wants to do that too, 3 months in a row, we've had over 60,000 people, unauthorized is the word they choose to use, mm-hmm. unauthorized people show up at our border. If you annualize that, Bill, that's almost 750,000 people.
Exactly.
If that's not a crisis, I don't know what rises to the level of a crisis. How do you manage that many people illegally showing up and expecting, demanding access to all that we have in this wonderful country? There is a legal process. They choose to not use it. How else can you even pretend to be securing this nation if you don't provide the means and a border, a barrier, a physical barrier, a fence, a wall, whatever you want to call it? Mm-hmm. We know what it is. That's part of it. That's why you put a fence around your house.
Exactly. Well, when I was in Israel a couple of years ago, I talked with Israel's mapmaker, Danny Terza. You might remember him, Bob. Brilliant man. He said flat out, those walls made a 90% difference. That's how effective the walls are.
That's the place I point to all the time, because I've been there, seen it, understand it, heard the Israeli officials explain how effective it has been for the Democrats, Pelosi and the rest of them, to pretend to actually say this wall is not necessary, it's not a crisis, it's not an emergency, it won't work. I mean, that's just pure ludicrous. Mm-hmm. It's crazy talk.
Well, it's a governmental malpractice on the part of Nancy Pelosi when Secretary Nielsen is laying out, I mean, giving them the facts, and she goes, "I don't want to hear your facts. I don't believe your facts." What kind of response is that?
Don't confuse me with the facts. I've made up my mind.
Right.
You're right. Malfeasance. I hadn't come up with that word, but you're absolutely correct. And I hope a growing number of the general public, even those people that found it somehow within themselves to vote for Democrats this last time, I hope they're waking up and saying, this is what malfeasance looks like. We go back to what I said earlier. It's for one reason and one only.
Right.
Trump wants it. They're against it. It matters not if it's right or wrong, necessary, unnecessary. If he wants it, we're voting no.
Yeah, and let's ignore the fact, Bob, that 63 million people said, he's our guy. We want him to be president. So you talk about malfeasance again. It would be malfeasance on his part, first of all, to ignore his most important duty, which is to secure our national security, right?
I agree.
Yeah, so you ignore that, and then you ignore the votes of 63 million plus people. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, this is what this president is all about. I mean, he makes a promise, he follows it up. I guess this is brain damaging to the to the regular guard of the political elites that are willing to make promises. But hey, don't hold me accountable to that. I mean, after all, this was this is a campaign, and a lot of people say things that they don't mean, right?
Politicians? Really?
Yeah, exactly.
That
well,
never happened?
That's kind of like what Billy Graham said. He says, you can always tell when a politician's lying. He says, that's when their lips are moving.
Lips are moving.
That's right. We'll leave it right there. We've got more from Bob Bupre on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus.
minutes after the top of the hour. The former Congressman Bob Beaupre is with us. Robert, you know, we talked about the 116th Congress getting off to, I thought a rather faulty start under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi. They were so tired after a day and a half, they said, hey, we got to take a break. And here we had some serious business to deal with. She's off to Hawaii. Everybody's on break time. We've got a new congressman out of Michigan, a Muslim that people are, in America, the majority of Americans are going, whoa, we've got two Muslims now part of the Congress. What does that mean? And here she's caught on tape not being very kind and being rather derogatory and foul and disgusting about the president. And she becomes the big story of the week last week.
Yeah, decorum has no place anymore. And that's something that is increasingly troubling to me. I wrote a book, published it back in 2009, and that was a time when I thought things had hit bottom, and it was a pretty ugly partisan environment. Nothing like now, but I devoted a whole chapter in my book essentially to that. This place that we find our American culture. Mm-hmm. We always point to the kind of the one shining example of how, as different as politicians can sometimes be, and I'm speaking now of Reagan and Tip O'Neill, mm-hmm. Voted different, fought it out pretty hard in public, but they were great friends. They could sit mm-hmm. down, have a toddy together. They could slap each other on the back, tell a good joke, and laugh about it, and get along. Mm-hmm. None of that seems to exist now.
And Bob, real quick, if I can interject this, because this is really important, this is what's missing out of this, is that, and I'm sure if Ronald Reagan was alive today, he would tell you that because of Tip O'Neill, he was a better president. And Tip O'Neill would have told you that because of Ronald Reagan, he was a better legislator.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, I know you're absolutely right. Because I've seen that both of them have said that.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of speaks to our whole free market system.
Exactly.
Competition makes you a little bit better. And you have to find a way to carve out, find your path, find your niche, and achieve success. Reagan and Tip O'Neill both did that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the only example. When I was there, there were some pretty good struggles, but even Skinny Hoyer, who I mm-hmm. got to know pretty well, he'd at least be a professional.
Right.
He'd see you in the elevator, but see you in the hall. How you doing, Bob? How's the family back home? How you getting along? Nancy has none of that in her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even know you exist if you're not on her side of the aisle and potentially a vote in her favor.
And if you don't have a pocketbook that's going to be moving in her direction, she's made it real clear what her motivation is all about.
You got it. It's a sad state of affairs where I think we find ourselves in America today. And I know a lot of people on both sides, some people that now have decided not to have a side, they left both parties in disgust and said, I'm just done with it. Mm-hmm. Many people wish we could find a path to something a little bit better, something a little more wholesome, something
right.
a little more American.
Well, one congressman at a time, Bob. See, we have lost our way because we've abandoned these core principles. You know, what is free speech all about? I mean, the whole idea of politics, it is the marketplace for ideas and brilliance to be brought into the marketplace so we can talk about them, we can exchange ideas, refresh them, make them better. I mean, like this situation that's happening on the South Border Wall. Okay, you don't like the wall. Well, what are your ideas? I mean, come and offer something. I mean, but first of all, if you flat out want to deny that there's a border crisis, I mean, you talk about the people that have come by so far, and now the recent news is that, guess what? There's another migrant caravan not that far away, and it is coming south to Mexico.
Why wouldn't it?
Or north, I should say. North of Mexico, I'm sorry.
Yeah, north
yes.
of Mexico. Why wouldn't it? We showed no willingness, and the Democrats are the ones providing the power to the sign at our border. come on in. The gate's wide open.
Well, of course, and then you got the New York mayor saying, "Hey, come in. You know, Medicare for all. We'll take care of you." Right?
Yep. And then up and down the California coast, and I mean, it's just a bizarre time. A bizarre time that we live in, Bill. The folks, here's another piece of it. The president touched on it when he addressed the nation. They talk about the ones on the left like to talk about social justice, human dignity. And there is no dignity in inviting people to make that kind of a trek. It is a dangerous trek where women are abused. I'm not even going to give the graphic details about that. Where so many children are basically enslaved and trafficked, and if anybody who wants to deny that that happened, they really do have the blinders on, because it does. So we've got all kinds of evidence. Even when I was there, which is a number of years ago now, there was all kinds of evidence that terrorists really were.
Exactly, we're
infiltrating these caravans, these migrants that were coming this way. Some of them, you know, just looking for a job. I'll give you that. But a whole lot of these people were coming from as far away as Tehran to places like Caracas to be assimilated into an Hispanic culture, taught the language. They've banded with migrants walking across our border. We know this. Many of them have been captured to pretend that it's not a national security threat and a problem for our society. It is the height of hypocrisy, especially when you've got people like Chuck Schumer who have voted for the very kind of security measures before,
Exactly. Right. And
now they don't want to do it.
And the only difference is, as you said, it's Donald Trump, and they do not want to give him a victory. But it's like, I go, this isn't Donald Trump's victory. This is the people's victory. And, you know, Main Street America, Bob, they're getting it. And I think it is really opening the door for the rise of the silent majority once again to make it known that they're not going to put up with this idiocy anymore.
I hope you're right. And I think you may very well be. I understand part of the message from the last elections was that we're not necessarily completely happy with the way things are going, so we're going to pass the baton to the guys on the other side of the aisle. Okay, now you've done that. But when the other guys, when the guys on the other side of the aisle fail as miserably, are so transparently all about politics instead of about their pledge for better, good government, you know, people have every right to revolt again. Our founding fathers told us that. Jefferson, I think, spoke to it quite eloquently. When government gets so corrupt, so terrible, people that are sovereign people have the right to throw them out and get a new batch in. Maybe we'll see that again in 2 years.
Well, and hopefully we can get control, Bob, of the whole electoral process. Right now, it is subject to, you know, to scrutiny, and a lot of people are questioning things right now because of the ballot harvesting that took place, a lot of these votes coming up at the last minute after the polls were closed, you know, ballots being found in rental cars. Interestingly enough, most of those ballots were Democrats, not Republican votes. I mean, it's bizarre as to what's going on. And here we have the Mueller investigation that continues, talking about Russian collusion, and you're stepping over a plethora of crimes in order to chase windmills like Don Quixote trying to get Donald Trump.
Yeah, amen. I hesitate to even imagine the way this new Congress, the House of Representatives, is starting. I hesitate to even imagine what we're in for the next 2 years.
Well, I think as bad as it may be for us, I think it's going to be worse for Nancy Pelosi. Can you imagine her? She's got to herd all these cats. There might be some comic relief in that, Bob. I don't know. I'm just saying.
She signed up for the job.
Well, without a doubt. Well, we'll leave it there until we talk again. Bob Beaupre, political analyst, former congressman out of Colorado. Robert, as always, a pleasure. God bless you. Happy New Year. All the best to you and the family.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're expecting more information on the discovery of a Wisconsin teenager who's been missing since mid-October when her parents were found murdered in their home. Jamie Kloss apparently managing to get away from a captor and seeking help yesterday from a woman who was simply out for a walk and then made a 911 call to authorities describing Jamie's condition.
She was tired, she looked thin, I thought, thinner than her photographs anyway.
Authorities expected to release more details at a news conference later today. The U.S. military pullout from Syria has begun. The U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq confirming the withdrawal of troops and equipment is now underway. The president ordering that withdrawal of 2,000 troops last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
I know you dream, and I know you care.
Independent. Okay, a little bit ornery from time to time, but hey, look, it. We just got to keep things a little bit spicy here. It's another year, and the fight continues, and we have to remain vigilant. As President Reagan said, it's not like liberty and freedom and the values of the American way of life just pass on to the bloodstream. There is something that is so, how do you put it? It's just so critical for the continuance of our way of life that we've got to talk about it. You know, as we walk by the ways, you know, as God told the children of Israel and told the parents, your responsibility is to talk about godly things in your waking hours as you walked along the wayside. Anytime you had an opportunity to do that, I'd say that's a good prescription for maintaining what I believe are godly principles and this American way of life. I want to bring on Jeff Cruer right now. The Cajun Crusher is back with us. Mr. Jeff, how you doing, buddy? Okay, look, we're having a little bit of a problem on connection here. So let's see here. Let's try it again. Jeff, can you hear me? Well, ladies and gentlemen, see, if you ever doubted if this was live, there are things like this that happen because we are live, and engineering is scrambling. You know, what you may have to do, Brad, is just open up the cage and see if the mices are still, you know, the Mises, if they're just rolling the wheel as fast as they can. You know, you might have to give them a little bit more cheese or something. Okay. Okay, you're on it. All right. While he puts that together, I'll tell you, I just so appreciate Jeff's passion. He does a syndicated show himself, actually a show locally there in Louisiana. And that's why we call him the Cajun Crusher. He's just been so successful in his market and with his endeavors. He is a native New Orleans, and his award-winning program, Ringside Politics, airs locally at 7:30 p.m. Fridays and at 10 p.m. on Sundays on the PBS affiliate WLAE-TV Channel 32 and from 7 to 11 weekdays on GSO. Did we cover them all there, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay,
you
good.
You got it all, my friend.
Bill? Hey, I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, this is a great year.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk about. I like your comment. Your head a chuckle just with the headline. It is the inmates now running the asylum. I mean, this is what and I got to tell you, for me, and maybe it sounds a bit cynical, Jeff, is that this election, after everything went through 2016, you can't tell me the 2018 election the people got worked. And that's not to say that maybe Democrats shouldn't have taken over the House, because I think that there was some strategic bungling that, the GOP did to kind of open the door of that opportunity. But there's some shenanigans in River City that the mainstream media and others are ignoring. I mean, how do you, like, for example, in Arizona, you're up by, what, 35,000 votes, and within a week or so, all those votes are vapored. They find all these all these absentee ballots whatever percent, some inordinate percent were Democrat. Very few Republicans. How do you work that? I mean, that's just one case in point.
Well, Bill, I think you make a great point in that the Republicans, I think, lost both the election and the post-election. The election was closer, but the post-election was a landslide for the Democrats. All the close elections seemed to go the Democrats' way, and a loss of, I think, like 20 seats turned into a loss of 40 seats.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of these cases went in the Democrats' way. So I think it's a wake-up call to the Republican Party that they need to do a better job not only getting the vote out, but then preserving the vote
exactly
after the election. And look at what happened in California. You had very suspicious ballot harvesting going mm-hmm. on. All those districts.
Well, they made it legal.
Were in
they,
charge. And
they signed. Jeff, they signed off on the ballot harvesting late at night. Republicans had no idea. This was a hand shuffle, behind their back, and they got tattooed. The other thing to look at. I'm glad you brought that up, and I've mentioned several times here on the show. I grew up in California. The last 10 years, I was in Huntington Beach, which was that's about as red a district as you can get. Now you tell me, Jeff. To me, it's statistically impossible to turn a voting district overnight. Within one voting cycle, you're going to turn it from dead red to dead blue? How is that possible, unless you're playing games?
It's not. And I think they were playing games. And I think that they were taking all kinds of liberties and taking advantage of the Republicans. And whether they were doing it legally or not, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, Bill, we went into the election without a leader because Paul Ryan was resigned.
He checked out.
Didn't even lead his troops into battle. They weren't even spending the money that they had wisely. They pretty much just gave up.
Mm-hmm.
We had 40-some-odd Republicans that were retiring, and the Republicans just sort mm-hmm. of abdicated and turned over the House. Now Donald Trump did...
Jeff, hang on. Let me pause you there just a minute. You just said something that's important, and that is we had 40 mm-hmm. Republicans retiring. That tells you lose the incumbency. That opens up that seat
right.
big time. So why, if you knew you were going to have 40... to retire, why wouldn't Paul Ryan? See, this is my question, Paul Ryan. Why didn't you sit down with these 40 guys and say, look, hey, maybe some of you retire this year. I get it. You need to retire. Hey, you guys hold off for another 2 years. Hang in there. We're going to support you. We'll help you out. But we need you. We need to ferret this out. We can't allow 40 incumbent seats to go by the wayside and start at ground zero. That's not in our best interest. It's not in the best interest of Donald Trump or, other conservatives, the 63 million people that voted for Donald Trump that said, we want that agenda. We want the wall. We want government downsized. We want an economy that's humming. We want people back to work. And for the first 2 years, with his hands tied behind his back, 90% of the media, pigpiling on him, doing everything they can to, write negative stuff about him. Look at what he did in spite of all that.
And in spite of the lack of cooperation from Paul Ryan and the Congress, he did pretty much all of it on his own. The only thing they really came up with is the tax cuts. Right. Other than that, they were useless. So you're right. I mean, a real leader would have done that. A real leader would not have retired right in the middle of an election. And if so, he would have gotten out of the way and let the Republicans choose a new speaker.
Exactly.
To the midterms with, but he didn't. And he was really a thorn in the president's side from the beginning, Bill. And I really am saying good riddance to Paul Ryan. He did a horrible job. So we're paying the price right now. We've got Nancy Pelosi and these crazed liberals that are pursuing things like a Green New Deal.
Yeah.
Massive doubling of our taxes.
This Green New Deal is a joke. It's not a Green Deal. If anything is green, it's the money coming out of the people's pocket that they're asking for. I mean, just, health care for all. What are we talking, $32 trillion in 10 years? AOC, she goes, oh, that's easily handled. We can handle that. We just go out there and, we become the Robin Hood of the Beltway, and we go and take all that that dirt. Dirty lucre from those people that have worked hard all their lives, and we're going to take all their money away.
But it's still not enough money, Bill. You can take every dollar that every American has. It's not enough money. So where are we going to get the money to pay for all this socialism? And I just point to Venezuela and Cuba as examples of where socialism is in place and it's failed. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, don't use Venezuela as an example. My example is Sweden and what's going on there in, Scandinavia. And those countries are having major problems as well, Bill.
Yeah, but what are they doing? They're figuring it out. They're not knuckleheads. They go, hey, this socialism thing's not working, so what are they doing? They're ferreting in, free enterprise and capitalism into the program for it to survive.
Right. Because they've seen the failures and they're moving in the opposite direction, and we unfortunately are moving in the direction towards socialism, and we've got to stop the entire agenda that they're putting forward, and that's got to be job number one for the Republicans. I'm pretty confident none of what they're proposing is going to be enacted, but they're going to use it as issues between now and 2020, and I say fine, bring it on. Let's talk about the issues. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about these plans, and I think we'll win that that battle, and I think we'll win that messaging with the American people.
Well, Jeff, I hope the voters hold them accountable. They said, all right, we'll give you a shot. You're in charge now, and let's see if you can legislate and run the government. Stay tuned for more details. It's going to be fun watching Pelosi.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology.
There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. How you doing? I hope it's a great day for you. I mean, given the choice, it can be good or bad. You know, it's a lot of it has to do about attitude. So if we need a little adjustment, welcome. You know, we'll give it to you whether you like it or not. As we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. And my good friend Conrad Padilla joins us. Conrad is one of the leading top independent distributors with Jeunesse. And Jeunesse has just a wonderful story. You know, I love everything about their story, their approach. It isn't just about selling product. It's about an energy, you know, if I might say, a reinvigoration, you know, of life and a celebration of life. And the way they're approaching this, it's like I said, it's more than just, you know, being served. It's serving in its totality. And you will see this in its product line and its basic philosophy. Conrad, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, I love being on, Bill. Thanks for having me. I love being on your show. Your show rocks.
Well, thank you. You know, Conrad, as I was starting to say about Jeunesse, you know, some people may look at this and say, well, you know, it's just another one of those companies. But, boy, there's a lot of depth to this organization. And because of that, when I talk about depth, I'm talking, you know, character that is impacting people not only here in the United States, but around the world.
You know, you're absolutely right, Bill. You know, the thing about Jeunesse is that the founders, you know, they started this company about a decade ago, and you know, they retired a few times. They found that retirement really wasn't for them. They were real successful in business prior to this and buying and selling companies and all sorts of things. And they wanted to create a vehicle to be able to help people around the world be able to, you know, really just kind of set up their own journey of life. And, you know, for a lot of people out there today, you know, with the business opportunity, if you become an independent distributor, you know, you could, you know, an extra $500 a month or $1,000 a month, I mean, that's life-changing for a lot of people around the world.
Exactly. Well, and the fact of the matter is that, you know, as they say, money makes the world go round. You can't deny that. I mean, you can have all the dreams in the world you want and everything else, but if you don't have money, you know, that is, that's the fuel in your tank to, you know, that allows you not only to reach to higher places, but actually achieve them.
Well, it's funny you say that too, because you're absolutely right. Money is everything. I mean, if everybody just thinks about it for a second, we have what's called residual bills, right? I mean, our bills come in no matter what. No matter what we do, they're going to come in. And in many cases, we don't have residual income to match that.
Exactly.
So what I have studied some of those successful people out there, you know, today, and almost the most successful people in the world today, they have multiple income streams. And that's really what this could potentially be for some people. Is really just another potential income stream to be able to match those residual bills.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, I often say that if you want to be successful, do what successful people do. So if they are generating, you know, these other opportunities, there's these other income sources, then why not you? Why are you relying just on one thing? I mean, one thing that we learned, you know, the past or the previous 8 years under the current administration, not to get too political here, is that people were scrambling. They found themselves working 2-3 jobs suddenly. I mean, they had to survive to make this happen. So, you know, the takeaway ought to be from this is that, okay, we did it right away to get through this immediate crisis, but now how can we work smarter so that we're proactive and we're not the effect of, you know, these kind of happenings that come upon us brought to you by, you know, it could be circumstances or the government or anything else?
Well, think about it. And it's a really good point. OK, some people would think, well, I work for the government. It's safe. Well, how safe is that? Has that turned out to be?
Right.
I mean, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, health issues happen, political things happen, economies change. All of those things are out of our hands, and the last thing you want to do is be in a position where, you know, 74% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and that to me is scary because
once
we have residual bills. So really what the Jeunesse opportunity offers people with really cutting-edge products, 141 countries that they're in, it really gives them the opportunity to be able to say, you know what, if I can create something that will supplement another income stream, why would I not want to do that? To be able to keep my family in a safe position.
And I got to tell you, as a marketing guy, I've been marketing most of my life here. I can tell you that when opportunities come, it's always better when you get involved early. Now, you know, Conrad just talked about the expanse of Jeunesse globally, but it's still relatively new and growing quite dramatically here domestically within the United States, is it not?
Well, the opportunity is incredible. Jeunesse is actually one of the fastest growing private companies in the States here. In fact, they just finished 2018. They did $1.4 billion in sales. So obviously they have really, really good products to those kind of things, from skincare products, nutrition products, vitamins, you know, mind, you know, which obviously helps with memory and concentration and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But the main thing is that, yeah, nobody's really involved in the company here. Most of their growth is in Asia, Europe, Brazil. So, you know, they're less than 10% of company sales here in North America, which means the opportunity to be at the very forefront or pioneer is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I'm so excited about. I know you're excited. I know people can go to your website and learn more about becoming an independent distributor with Jeunesse, but it's a great opportunity, Bill.
Yeah, whether you choose to get involved and you want to, you know, start up another stream of income, residual income, to take on those residual bills that you're being faced with every month, or if you want to get involved in the product, I mean, the product is fantastic. You know, at the basis and foundation of Jeunesse products is this idea of redefining youth through through these revolutionary products and life-changing opportunities. But if you would, Conrad, expand a little bit more on, you know, this holistic and really, I think it's a breakthrough, not only philosophy, but something that's been carried through in their products that redefines youth.
Well, there's two things. You're absolutely right. Two things. Number one, they actually wanted to partner with some of the most cutting-edge, respected doctors in the country. And I would encourage people to go to your website, click the Jeunesse tab, and they can learn more about the doctors that are involved. I mean, these are doctors that teach at Harvard Medical School and some of those elite doctors out there. But the youth enhancement system, which is what all the products surround, the whole concept of it is to take care of everything from at a cellular level inside and then take care of the outside, because there's no point in taking care of the outside if you don't take care of the inside. So all of the products are designed and engineered. Most of them are organic, no parabens, no, you know, vegan friendly. I mean, there's no weird stuff in any of the products, and they help from skincare, like I said, nutrition, Reserve, which is one of the highest antioxidant products on the planet. That's their top selling product. It really just has to do with taking care of the inside and taking care of the outside. And that's why they're doing so well. I mean, $1.4 billion last year in sales.
Well, for those of you that have been a student at all of this, you know things happen at the cellular structure. So much of what is being, you know, thrust upon us today in marketing, in the general marketplace, is all superficial. But what I appreciate about what Jeunesse has done, as you say, Conrad, I mean, they spared no expense to go after these top doctors and to do the hard work of planning and research and really get and do a deep dive in the cellular structure, and because that's where things are going to change, not on the top, right?
Well, no, that's the key. And Jeunesse is known worldwide as the pioneer and really the dominant player in stem cell technology. Their skincare line has it. Even their spray makeup, which is waterproof, has it. Their new hair, you know, the new product, the number one product that's actually selling right now is the hair regrowth product, which is Reveal.
Mm-hmm.
It has stem cell technology in it as well. So ultimately, stem cell technology and where that's going is really cutting edge and really kind of emerging. I mean, Dr. Newman, who's one of the chief doctors and pioneers in all this, he has created some incredible products. I mean, most of the products that we have, they have anywhere between a 50-80% reorder rate, which just tells you how
good the product is. Wow, exactly. Well, they're not going to reorder if it doesn't work, right? That's the bottom line.
Well, they're not. And that's the key. See, the key is that the products are cutting edge. I mean, all the products as well have a 30-day money-back guarantee, so they obviously, you know, back up all the products, but every product has a 30-day money-back guarantee. So, you know, they're confident that people are going to, you know, see the results, feel the results, and ultimately reorder it. And that's why the opportunity is so great, because as people are out, they reorder it, and you can get potential residual off of all that.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know about the show. We're givers, and we're out there looking for opportunities like this that will bless you and make life more enjoyable. I mean, the opportunity that Conrad is talking about, as we said, you can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse Battle. Check it out on the Jeunesse banner. Should say, check it out for yourself. Do a deep dive into it and see if this is something that makes sense for you. Even if you decide, hey, look, let me try the products first and then do a deeper dive and go in the business, whatever works for you. But I'm telling you right now, the opportunity is so rich because you're getting in to something that is proven globally, now coming into the United States. And it's kind of interesting, you know, Conrad, to talk about it being still, you're coming in at a ground floor level of something that's already proven itself. You know, what more of an opportunity would you want than that?
Well, that's the key. It's very rare to be at the right place at the right time with a company that's proven, but yet, you know, most people haven't heard about it yet. So you know, that's why you and so many, you know, incredible business people and entrepreneurs are getting involved, because you've got a proven company. I mean, that's what more is there that you would want than a proven company doing billions of dollars sales in 141 countries with proven products? I mean, it's all there. It's just a matter of saying, you know what, more than one income stream makes a whole lot of sense considering what's even going on at the government level. I mean, those poor people right now, huh?
Exactly, without a doubt. Conrad Padilla has been with us. Conrad, always a blessing. Thank you so much for being with us. Don't forget, go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Do a deep dive, check it out, and see if this won't bless you and your family as well. Thanks again. Appreciate it, Conrad.
You're welcome, Bill. Pleasure.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lover.